Welcome to Tori Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek 62. In the last Perek, Yeshayahu spoke about how Geula will be the exact opposite of Galus. The Jewish people will be respected and valued for their righteousness, and the nations of the world will want to help them fulfill their mission. The end of the Perek, which is the beginning of the Nevuah in this Perek, describes how overjoyed the Jewish people will be at the time of the Geula and how Hashem will make the Geula increase. Yeshayahu begins by switching from speaking from the Jewish people's perspective to speaking as if Hashem is talking. Hashem is explaining how he feels about Galus. Pasuk 1. Leman Sion lo echashe. For Tzion's sake, I, Hashem, will not keep quiet. Uleman Yerushalayim lo eshkot. And for Yerushalayim's sake, I will not rest. These beautiful words mean that in the Zuchus of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, Hashem will not allow the present situation of Galus to continue. He will work to bring the Geula. Ad Yetze Kanogat Staka Vishuasa Kilapid Yivar. Until its righteousness, referring to Yerushalayim, shines brightly and its salvation burns like a torch. Hashem will work to ensure that the Geula promised in the last Perek will arrive to Yerushalayim. Hashem does this, says Rav Schwab, by sending Nevi'im and messages to help the people do Teshuvah. The Jewish people will be different in the time of the Geula. This change will be so noticeable that the nations will see Pasuk 2, Tzidkech, your righteousness. At the time of the Geula, even the nations who have derided the Jewish people will recognize their spiritual greatness. All the kings who are used to being honored will also acknowledge Kvodech, your honor. This is a sacrifice for them, for when they honor the Jewish people, they are in fact foregoing some measure of honor for themselves. Nations will also Kora Lach Shem Chadash, will call the Jewish people a new name. The nations will refer to Yerushalayim by a new name, which will be mentioned in Pasuk 4, rather than calling it derisive titles that have been used in the past. The Jewish people will be so honored and esteemed in the world that they will be like Pasuk 3, Ateres Teferes Biyad Hashem, a crown of beauty in the hand of Hashem, and Utsnif Melucha Bechaf Elokayach, a tiara of royalty in Hashem's palm. The Jewish people will be something that is precious and visible for all and held tightly by Hashem. What this means is that because the Jewish people have done tshuva, when the nations look at the Jewish people, they will see a reflection of Hashem's greatness in them. The Metsudas David notes that the crown and tiara are held in Hashem's hand rather than being worn. Hashem is holding them to make sure they are never lost again. In the times of the Geula, people will not say about Yerushalayim that she is an azuva, forsaken, nor will they say that Israel is od shmama, still desolate. Rather, they will call it by a new nickname and they will have forgotten the past about Yerushalayim. When a person is in the middle of a snowstorm, it's hard to remember what a 100-degree day ever felt like. This is what it will be like when we live in Yerushalayim in the times of the Geula. Rav Schwab says that the salvation will be so complete that they will not even remember that they used to refer to Yerushalayim as abandoned. Instead, Yerushalayim will be called Cheftziva, my desire is in her, and the land of Israel will be called Be'ula, married. Before, Yerushalayim was like a widow, and now her land is so full of people that it is as if she has a husband and her home is complete. The connection of Hashem to his people in Yerushalayim will be so complete that it will be like Pasuk 5, Umesos Chasan al Kala Yasis Alayach Elokayach. Just like a groom rejoices over the bride, so shall Hashem rejoice over you. The love of Hashem for the Jewish people is like the joy and adoration of the Chasan for the Kala, the groom for the bride, under the chuppah, when he can only see how absolutely wonderful and delightful his new bride is. This bliss, says Rav Schwab, fades away for the Chasan and Kala eventually, but the relationship of Hashem with his people will stay like this forever. The Mishpat of Zahav says that before the Chuppah, the Chasan is unsure, he feels he's still on shaky ground. Under the Chuppah, He knows he has nothing more to worry about, and he feels that he is finally complete. This is what Hashem will be like at the time of the Geula. Hashem had a purpose for creation. And until the Geula, Hashem Kiviyachol is on edge that he is separated from his children, the Jewish people, and that the purpose of the world is not being completed. There is a lack in creation as the Jewish people living in Eretz Israel, keeping Torah's Hashem is the goal of the creation of the universe. In the time of the Geula, Hashem will know that he will be together with the Jewish people forever. Hashem promises that the Geula will come because he has Al Chomosayach Yerushalayim Hifkadeti Shomrim. I have set watchmen upon your walls, Yerushalayim. These watchmen are not to guard the Jewish people, but are to remind, give Hashem reminders. Kol Hayom Evchol Halayla Tamid Lo Yechashu. They must never be quiet all day and all night. Hashem wants these watchmen to make noise. Rashi says that these watchmen are the Malachim, who were given a job by Hashem to constantly remind him about the merits of the Jewish people and the Avos. The Radak says that the watchmen could be the Malachim, or they could be the mourners from Tzion, or all of the Jewish people. As the Jewish people daven every day, Shacharis, Mincha, and Mariv, and during our benching, requesting that that Hashem rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. The Metzudas David explains that the Navi is reminding the people to be Hamazkirim es Hashem, those that are constantly reminding Hashem. They should keep davening about Yerushalayim. Al dami lachem, do not be quiet until finally Hashem will listen and Yerushalayim is rebuilt, which will benefit you. That is the job of the Jewish people in Galus, to keep davening, as in that merit, the Geula will come. Yeshayahu repeats, Pasuk 7, Va'al titnu damilo, and do not give him silence. Do not let Hashem sit without tefilos coming to him. Ad yechonen va'ad yasim es Yerushalayim tihila ba'aretz, until Hashem establishes and he makes Yerushalayim the praise of the world. It is impossible that Hashem could ever forget the Jews in Galus. That is not why we need to keep davening for the Geula. Rather, Yeshayahu is teaching that tefillah is how we bring the Geula. One of the questions a person is asked when they go before the heavenly court after death is Tzipisa LeYeshua? Did you hope for salvation? The way we show this passion and desire for Geula is by asking Hashem for it every day. We know that there will be a Geula because Pasuk 8, Nishba Hashem bimino uvizroa uzo. Hashem has already sworn by his right hand and by his strong arm that the Geula will come without any preconditions. Hashem has the power to save the Jews from all their enemies, as he is not a person swayed by politics or fear. We also know positive nevuos will always come true, and so we can know that this promise will come true in the future. The positive nevuos are the opposite of the curses that we heard about in the Torah. In the curses in the Torah, Hashem promises that the invaders will destroy our crops and steal our food. In the times of Geula, Pasuk 9, Kim asfav yochluhu vihilulu es Hashem. The ones who gathered it will eat it, and they will praise Hashem. Umikabsav yishtuhu b'chatzros kadshi. And the ones who gather it will drink it in my holy courtyards. There is nothing more satisfying than doing work and having that work produce results. There will be this feeling of thanks when the Jews can finally complete their work and can use what they made with their own hands. This pasuk also hints to an important mitzvah related to food. All food grown in Israel has specific tithes taken from it. The tithes depend on the year in the Shemitah cycle. In the first, second, fourth, and fifth year, the owner of the crops must put aside a portion of his crops called Maaser Sheni, which must be eaten by him or his family in Yerushalayim. In addition, the fruits of a four-year-old tree must also be eaten in Yerushalayim. When the farmer grows the food in the time of the Geula, he will then have an opportunity to travel, learn Torah, and be inspired by the holiness in Yerushalayim. This will lead him to further praise Hashem in gratitude for having the opportunity to have this experience once again. After Yeshayahu describes what the Geula will be like, he now encourages a group, it is unclear who, to prepare that for the Geula that is coming. He tells the group to clean up the transportation systems in the world so that the people can travel to Yerushalayim. Pasuk 10, Ivru, Ivru, Basha'arim, Panu Derech Ha'am. Go through the gates, clear the public roads. Solu, Solu, Hamasila, Saklu Me'evin. Build up the highways, clear it of stone. Harimu Nes Al Ha'amim. Lift the banner on all the nations. Yeshayahu is clearly emphasizing that this is a very important message, as he repeats the verbs twice, solu, solu, ivru, ivru, to tell his audience that this really needs to be done. Rashi interprets this pasuk that Yeshayahu is talking metaphorically. He is talking to the Nevi'im who should encourage the people to do teshuva. They should help the people clear their spiritual debris that is preventing them from coming home. The Mitzudas David says that this nevuah, this pasuk, is meant to be taken literally. Yeshayahu is speaking to the other nations. He is telling them it's time to build highways. They need to improve the transportation system, which has fallen into disrepair, so that the Jews can return to Israel. They should make sure that the path to Israel is well marked and easily navigated, and that is their role in the gathering of the exiles. According to the approach of the Mitzudas David, Pasuk 11 continues with the message of Yeshayahu to the other nations, encouraging them to help the Jews come back to Israel. Hashem is making sure that all the nations know that they are responsible to bring the Jewish people home from Galus. Pasuk 11, Hine Hashem Hishmia El Kitzei Haaretz. Behold, Hashem has made heard at the edges of the earth. Hashem tells all the nations, no matter where on earth they might be, if they have Jews living in their country, Imru Levas Zion, Hine Yeshech Ba. Say to the daughter of Zion, say to the Jewish people who belong in Yerushalayim, behold, your salvation has come. Hine Secharo Ito Ufulaso Lefanav. Behold, Hashem's reward is with him and his wages are before him. Hashem has a reward with him in Yerushalayim waiting for you. The nations will tell the Jewish people that Hashem will pay back the Jewish people for all they suffered in Galus. The Jews kept the mitzvos in Galus despite being hurt so frequently, and for this devotion, they will be rewarded greatly. Hashem knows exactly what each person deserves and will pay it back in the time of the Geula. The other nations will see how the Jews have received their rewards now that Mashiach has come. They will give the Jewish people and Yerushalayim new nicknames to replace their titles that they had insulted them with over the years. They will call the Jewish people, Pasuk 11, Am HaKodesh Geulei Hashem, the holy nation redeemed by Hashem. The Malbim explains that these two names describe what is most important about the Jewish people. The first aspect that the other nations will notice is that the Jews are a holy nation. They are holy in deeds and they do tzedakah. They are model human beings. And second, they are Geulei Hashem. They are redeemed by Hashem. They are walking miracles, saved by Hashem who changed nature to help them. The city of Yerushalayim will also get a new nickname. It will be called Jerusha, sought after, Ir Lo Ne'ezava, a city not forsaken. This name is the opposite of how Yerushalayim has been described and thought of in the past. For thousands of years, Yerushalayim has been poor and subject to constant invasion. The people may have thought Hashem abandoned Yerushalayim, but the truth is, Hashem is always seeking it. It is always Jerusha. And in the time of the Geula, the people will realize that Hashem never left it, and there has always been the Hashgacha of Hashem on it, even when it looks like it is in ruins. In this parak, Yeshayahu speaks from Hashem's perspective that he will make sure the Geula will come. At this time, the nations will recognize how special Yerushalayim is and will forget about all of its past troubles. Hashem and Yerushalayim are compared to a groom marrying his bride, where they will forever be happily connected. Hashem ensures this day will happen, as Hashem tells the Jewish people to continually daven for it every day, even if they do not get a response. When it is time for the Geula, the nations of the world should help the Jews return. The Perek ends with new nicknames for both the Jews and Yerushalayim. There is an important lesson in this Perek. Yeshayahu tells the people that they need to keep davening for the Geula. They should not infer from the fact that they were not yet answered that they would never be answered. The Mabit says that if one davens but is not answered, he should continue to daven as he should always put his hope in Hashem. The purpose of tefillah is not to be answered. We are not treating Hashem like a slot machine, that if we stuff it with enough coins, eventually we will hit the jackpot. Instead, davening continually reinforces the idea that only Hashem can help us. We tell Hashem what we need to show that we understand that only He runs the world. We do not daven to acquire things we are asking for. Rather, we daven to develop within us the awareness that we are imperfect and only Hashem can help us. With this awareness, we can merit the Geula. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.